This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I want to be optimistic, Andy. I'm having a hard time being optimistic.
I'll be optimistic 2 out of every 5 games, won't you?
That's not going to be enough.
That's not enough?
Right. I don't think it is.
I feel optimistic, my friend.
I don't think that's enough.
Well, if you can get the other 3 to get 1, if you can go 1 and 3.
I don't think that's enough.
That's 3.
I don't think that's what we're thinking
about. Let's not
about.
Forget the bullpen carried them a little bit last year, too. So.
Okay. I don't think that's what we're thinking of.
It only took me 1 hour and 43 minutes to sigh.
For the Baskin sigh? Yeah. The Cavaliers wrapping up the road trip tonight in Portland against the Trailblazers.
Thank God. Come home.
What does that mean?
Come home. Why? Just get some rest.
Get some rest.
They need some rest. Yeah, let's get ready
for
the playoffs.
Taxing themselves so much out
this
there.
This hasn't been a fun trip. I'm sorry. I mean, Utah was fun because they decided that they were going to turn the switch on second half.
And they were playing the second worst team in the NBA.
Well, that seemed to help out too, didn't it?
Who didn't have Lauri Markkanen.
We only have a 15-game lead in the Central now, Jeff. I'm a little concerned. Only a 15-game lead on Indiana in the Central. Oh, wait. We're looking at the other one.
It's the worst. They already clinched the Central.
I know. Were you there for the parade for that one? How'd you like that parade, Jeff?
Are you ever going to let that division thing go?
No, I want a T-shirt. Can somebody send me a Central Division T-shirt? That's what I want for my birthday next year. Cavs 2025 Central Division champions. We don't win a lot of championships around here. Can we celebrate? Let's live where our feet are right now. Central Division champions.
There's my sigh.
Pound your chest, my friends. Meanwhile, the lead in the Eastern Conference is 4.5.
Yeah, you know, they should have it. Don't you think?
What was the magic number, 7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still 7. I would think you're going to get that.
Yeah, I would have thought they would have done a little better on this trip, too. So.
Well, no, that's true. Cavs have 11 games left to go.
That's a combination of 7 wins and losses between the Celtics.
Cavs and Celtics, yeah. I am, but I'm starting to think, okay, make sure you don't do this too much. Are you okay with guys getting some rest?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
I'm good with it.
Do you think they need to regroup a little bit, say the last 5-6 games of the season and roll out their team and play their guys?
Here's what I know.
Make sure that the starters are out there together for an extended period of time. And
if you listen to any of Kenny Atkinson's press conferences after the game, post-game, he absolutely 100% can see everything that's going on. This isn't like – nothing is coming as a surprise to him. And if you listen to Pre too, it's the same kind of stuff. Like, he'll tell you exactly. He watches it. It's so refreshing to hear a coach actually say what you're thinking during the game. Why did they do that? What was that all about? And he thinks the same thing. And it's not like he's calling out.
Why did I do that?
Yeah, it's not. I've never heard him say, why do I do that?
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe he should.
There's something refreshing about him.
Why did I make almost every right move a coach could possibly make?
How did we end up playing all these teams that had injuries along the way? I mean, how did we end up getting the right, you know, some of it's luck. Let's be honest. That they had the luck of the draw in a lot of these games in the schedule throughout the season. That doesn't mean they didn't have to go out and play hard and win. They did. Let's get through this game. So how many home games left? They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 home games left. So let's go get it. Wrap this thing up. Let's get to the playoffs, and then we'll see how things fall out after that. Plus, you get a little time to rest during that stupid play-in tournament.
Did that 4-game losing streak dampen your enthusiasm for what this team might be able to do in the postseason at all?
I think
it exposed an issue that we knew was there anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's real clear the guys who hurt them during that losing streak were the bigger guys who play on the wing.
Mm-hmm.
For like every team.
But we've kind of seen that all season, haven't we?
Well,
there's a reason why everyone's been saying this is their Achilles heel.
They didn't lose games. Hardly ever. Hardly ever.
Hmm.
And here they lost 4 of the last 5. 4 in a row.
You worried?
What do you mean by worried?
Are you worried that they can't get past, say, the second round of the playoffs?
Yeah.
Are you worried they can't get past the first round of the playoffs?
I'd be stunned if they don't get past the first round of the playoffs. I would not be stunned if they got knocked out in the second round. But I would be floored if they lost their first round playoff series. Right now, I think it's Miami, just the way the thing plays out. There are a lot more games to go and everything. But right now, it feels like Miami might be their opponent. And you know how I feel about that Heat organization. I don't like it, but boy, do I respect it.
Yeah.
Spoelstra can just coach.
Do you think it's interesting that they have a bunch of these games? How many games have? 2, 4. I keep counting on the air. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. What, 12 games, 11 games?
One of your better attributes.
Thank you. I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of games on national TV down the stretch. Both the New York games are.
I know.
One's on ESPN. The April 2nd game on ESPN is. And then the last time they play New York, which is at New York on April 11th, that's on NBA TV, for whatever that's worth.
Everybody wants to poo-poo the Knicks.
I'm not.
I'm not either. I honestly think that the Knicks could be a heck of a challenge, man. I really do. And right now, the way it's set up, it would be Celtics and Knicks in the same bracket of the East. The Cavs wouldn't see either the Celtics or the Knicks until an Eastern Conference Finals. However, the Knicks have a 2.5-game lead on the Indiana Pacers.
So right now the Cavs would be sitting, the Pacers would be on our side of the bracket, right?
And the Bucks.
Bucks, yeah. And then whoever the worst of the play-in teams is, right? The 8 seed, yeah. Yeah. Because the 7 seed would move up.
I believe that's correct.
Yep.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So you're looking at At this point, you'd be looking at the...
We had Matt Moore on from the Action Network yesterday. He said, look out for the Pacers. He thought the Pacers were an interesting team. And I thought that that was an interesting thought by Matt, because I... And again, people... I think a lot of people are poo-pooing the Milwaukee Bucks as well. And I'm about the only guy who thinks the Bucks could be a real challenge for the Cavs.
Well, you just said the Pacers, too. I mean, look, it's...
Matt said the Pacers. I thought that was an interesting thought.
I'm not expecting a walk in the park in any of these series.
No, I'm
even
not
the first
either.
Round. And the first round, you're looking at the winner of the Heat Bulls will play the loser of the Magic Hawks. So, and both those teams have figured out a way to beat the Cavs. So.
Matt thought that Pascal Siakam, and I like Siakam a lot. I think he's a terrific player. Could be a handful, and he's a 6'8" wing guy. I could certainly understand that.
Are we worried about Donovan Mitchell's groin injury? Is this starting to creep?
He's not.
In?
I had the numbers in front of me the other day. He's struggling shooting, especially 3-point.
What was it? The Phoenix game? He was 2 of 18, something like that. That was ridiculous.
But I mean, I've got it right here in front of me.
I'm not concerned about it. I'm assuming until they shut him down for an extended period and don't just go with a game of rest here and there, that he's fine and we'll be okay.
All right, so the last month, yep. Just to have everything out there, 5 of 13, 0 of 5 from 3. 2 of 18, 0 of 8 from 3.
Wait a minute. Are these average stats? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just telling you how many shots he made versus how many shots he went against.
Yeah,
and his three-pointers in between, because the three-point percentage has been in the toilet.
Yes.
So that's it. It's just shots made versus shots attempted. Very simple.
Average? Is that what you were saying?
No. Shots made against shots attempted. So 5 for 13. Made 5 shots against 13 shots that he put up.
In a game?
That is correct.
Okay. So an average per game.
There's no average. I don't know where you're getting average. Maybe I'm not tracking.
Well, what are you... I don't understand what you're citing.
He's in a bad shooting slump. That's what I'm citing, and I'm going game by game going. Okay,
there you go. You're going game by game.
Yeah, game by game. Okay, cool. Now we're on the same page.
Yeah.
We did it. All right, 5 of 13, 2 of 18, 8 of 17, 5 of 18, 9 of 28, then sat for 2 games, 4 of 15, 6 of 19, 8 of 17, 7 of 17, and sat.
Well, people haven't liked it when I've pointed this out, and you might not agree with me on this. Donovan's not a great shooter. He's a great scorer, and there's a difference.
He's aggressive to the rim. That's the best way I could put that.
For instance, I've never thought LeBron James is a great shooter, but LeBron's the greatest scorer in the NBA, in the history of the NBA. I mean, LeBron can go get you a basket. Donovan can go get you a basket. A great shooter is a guy like Steph Curry. You know, a guy like I think Kyrie is a great shooter. You know, there's a difference. And it's not a knock on Donovan. And he can get hot and knock down outside shots like crazy. But I think scoring is his forte and not just shooting. You understand the difference, right?
Oh, I totally get it. I get it. And I don't – like, I'm not expecting – like, Garland, I expect – well, like, I love Garland. When Garland gets hot, he's fun to watch.
Darius is a better shooter, I think.
You know? Right. But typically he's a little more efficient than that.
You're absolutely right.
Like
Dan.
Now I've month-to-month shooting percentage, if you want that.
Right.
Month-to-month field goal percentage.
Yeah.
50% in October, 43% in November, 46% in December, 44% in January, 49% in February, with some rounding, and March, 33%.
Yeah.
There's something going on here.
Well, and it's not like March is a week into it. We're almost done with March. I would assume he's fine because the Cavs keep rolling him out there. If he's not fine, shut him down. Right?
Yeah, I'm
heal
just looking
it up.
Did you give numbers for this entire trip? Because I'm just kind of going back on this.
They gave the month of March.
This trip has not been fun, not fun at all. Just even looking at he's at least one of his last 18, and he was 2 for 9 against the Clippers, so 3 for 27. Going back to the Clippers.
Stay tuned. He's sitting out tonight's final game of the road trip against Portland, and then we'll see what happens when they get back home. I'm assuming that he's in a shooting slump and that it's not a physical problem. Otherwise, I think they would have shut him down for an extended period of time. And if it is a physical problem and they haven't shut him down for an extended period of time, then they might have a major issue on their hands. Mm. What have Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski been told about their jobs and their security and how they should approach what's ahead? That might be the entire key to this offseason, and we're going to get into that next right here on Baskin and Phelps.